This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
News? I mean, I got some, I guess, personal news, and it's not really like, you know, headline shattering, but I'm a little nervous about it. And an ex-boyfriend has reached out to me on Facebook, and I haven't told my husband about this yet. And I want to talk to you guys first, okay? So I need to consult with you all before I bring this up to my husband, okay? You guys all know Corey. Fantastic man. Amazing. I couldn't be married to anybody else. Not in the world. If he ever left me, I don't know what I would do. However, I find it very intriguing that an ex, just from out of the blue, decides to friend me on Facebook. No. I'm not attracted to him. We never went past first base. So maybe I shouldn't call him a boyfriend, because in this day and age, when you say somebody is a boyfriend or girlfriend, it's expected that you guys have already, you know, had sex, had babies, I don't know, lived together, whatever. Back then, it's, yeah, we went on some dates, we kissed, that was about it. But I'm intrigued by this. And I can't look at the profile until I accept the friendship to kind of figure out what the heck is going on. Now, the reason why I'm intrigued, okay, and this is where it gets to be, this is why I need your guys' advice. I think he's in the entertainment industry. So there could be a few things going on. Is he friending me? Because he's like, well, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you know, has a little bit of fame. Very, very little bit. Like, what, two fans? A little bit of fame. Maybe she can help me in the entertainment industry with my firm, whatever that is. Or is he friending me because he's like, yeah, she's an old flame. I want to still stay in contact with her, which I don't recommend to anybody. This whole idea of guys and girls being friends, I have more guy friends than I know what to do with, and I think I manage that well, but you all aren't me, okay? Me, I'm not very sexy. You guys, though, you know, if you have friends that are girls, my guess is they're a hell of a lot sexier, and so I don't think it would work. For me, there's like, no, I skip the upper lip wax for a day or two. None of my friends want me, so it's totally fine. I got it covered. But, the reason why I'm intrigued by this, all right, isn't because of the whole relationship thing. Is, do I allow somebody from my past to make contact with me if I think it'll help benefit my future? And then what do I tell Corey? Now, you guys all know my husband, right? Corey. Yeah, he can be a little bit of a hothead. He's really alpha, you know. Oh, I'll kill the spider. And I'm like, my hero. You know, he really, really likes the typical male role. Although he, you know, and I have a partnership in the marriage. We're very, very, he allows me to basically, I run the house, okay? You know, and, you know, but as long as I let him think he's the head of the house, we're good. That's kind of the way it is. However, he's kind of sensitive. And I am sometimes too open. I'll tell him if I was flirted with. You know, I was at Walmart, right? I was, you know, looking for nylons, you know, asking for the extra large. And some guy said, you don't need that. You just need the size A. And I was like, hey, I'll tell him that. And he's like, why are you telling me this? Because, you know, I'm really, really open. I want it completely open. So this I think I have to tell him, because if this is somebody who is looking for casting, looking for voiceovers, looking for whatever, and I am, you know, obviously in the market looking to do some voiceover work and things like that, why would I turn that person? What if this person is the next Steven Spielberg? See, I don't follow what happened with my exes. I don't care. I blow them off. Okay, but now, here, this is also why I need advice. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't say I'm crazy. Let's say this is somebody who, oh, now I forgot my thought, who I do want to connect with from a business standpoint, but he's using the business to tie me in just so he can hit on me again. You know, a lot of people my age are starting to have issues with cataracts and things like that. You know, maybe he's seen some pictures and he's attracted to me. I don't know. So my instinct is telling me, tell my husband, whatever, not friend this person. On the flip side, the business side of things is, oh, hell no. Anybody in the entertainment industry, you make sure you keep those contacts up. And, you know, if they're in love with you and they're, you know, I don't know, swooning over you and they're, you know, that's their problem, not yours. So, to make a long story short, I think we, you know, deal with these real life-shattering decisions on an everyday basis, and I think we handle them wrong. So my advice to you all is talk it through, right? You know, don't make any hasty decisions. And when it does come to exes kind of reaching out, if there is no benefit that you could even see except it possibly reigniting a relationship, the answer is hell to the no. No, no, no. Now, I have been asked by others, what about these cases where somebody was dating somebody, it didn't work out, they ended up marrying somebody, they end up getting divorced 20 years later, whatever, and then they go back to their high school sweetheart? Those do happen. I think there are certain people out there that you can live with and be with, but only for certain cycles. You know, for example, I mean, there's some people that just aren't daddy material or mommy material, but you love them and you would love to spend the rest of your life with them. So some people have mommy, have daddy, have that period of life. It's really awkward and kind of cringy to talk about it like that. But this is, some people really look at it business-like. For me, I couldn't live with my husband, so I mean, I couldn't live without him. Oh boy. Oh, that better not be a Freudian slip. All right, I'll delete the friend request. Thank you guys for walking me through this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own. but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you have kind of brought up over the years why cataract surgery can't fix your vision at the same time. Like if you're nearsighted or farsighted. I think I had asked that same question in medical school, and then I got kind of yelled at because your nearsighted and farsighted vision is a lot of times based on your eye shape and your cornea shape, the outer layer of the eye, as opposed to it being a lens, which is a little counterintuitive for a lot of us. Because when you get glasses, it's a lens. When you get contact lenses, they're lenses. So the average person, okay, would be thinking, well, then if I have a lens in my eye, swap out the lens like you do during cataract surgery and make it a refraction that can help me see without glasses. Makes sense to me. By the way, you know, guys, don't be afraid to ask questions like this. I get how a lot of doctors have made you feel stupid. Same thing with me. Even after I got my MD, I would see doctors about certain medical issues, and they would talk down to me, and it's very, very frustrating. And I don't know if we doctors do it to be jerks. I think there's some doctors out there. I don't know if it's because some of us don't know how to explain things in layman terms, so we, you know, throw a lot of jargon out there that we know because that's how we memorized it. Okay, for me, one of the reasons why I'm on air and I do the Dr. Dahlia Show is because I really like to break things down. And, you know, you hear the term, you know, dumb things down. For me, anytime I had a subject in school, I don't like using the word dumb it down, but I would have to dissect it and put it in a digestible form for my brain. And if we use the term dumb it down, then we're not using it in terms of the lack of intelligence. It's, you know, if I'm trying to figure out the, you know, biochemistry of some, I don't know, metabolism cycle, you know, that has to do with fat metabolism or glucose metabolism or whatever, I need to put it in a way where my brain can pick it up. You know, there, a lot of teachers, I think, are nodding because we teach kids and students, you know, one way. And whoever gets it succeeds. Whoever doesn't, they're on their own. They're on their own. And that's not right. One thing I've learned in my lifetime is people learn by different ways. You know, give me a task, you know, and tell me it has to be done, but I could, you know, come up with my own way to get it done. I'm good. But tell me you need to do it this way, this way, this way, this way, this way, and it doesn't flow with me, it won't work. Same thing with certain concepts, like math. I'll get you the answer. Right? Not with a calculator. I can figure out the answer, but I got to do it my way. And with math, there's like tons of, you know, many ways to skin a cat, so to speak. So I notice many of you, when you write me and you talk about your relationships with your doctors or you feel like you can't ask your doctor anything or your medical provider, which is why so many people love PAs and nurse practitioners, because they seem to be able to have an easier relationship and you know, conversations that seem to go well. But the newer doctors that are being trained are taught to not be jerks and are taught to not have this kind of elitist attitude. And which, again, may not be premeditated. It may just be, you know, you guys will catch me sometimes throw some big words out. I'm not doing that to try to sound smart, okay? I think the secret's out of the bag. I'm no rocket scientist. However, sometimes I just can't explain anything, you know, glycosylate. I really can't come up with a layman's term for glycosylation. You know, and honestly, somebody like me really probably shouldn't be talking about glycosylation because I'm not doing it justice. So that being said, you know, don't ever be afraid to ask your doctor a question. If they make you feel stupid, don't take it personally. You have to get your medical questions answered. That's why everybody goes to Dr. Google. I don't know where Dr. Google got his medical degree, but you know, but, or doctorate, but, you know, people will go to Google because they don't feel stupid when they ask a question. Google will never say, really? Okay, you're asking me about flatulence? Don't you? It won't do that. It doesn't judge, which is another reason why we need to be prepared that more and more people are going to want robots or want automation when it comes to their medical care. They're embarrassed when they bring up gonorrhea. They're embarrassed when they bring up gas and hemorrhoids and all that. And they want a stoic, you know, receiver of that information who could spit out information back without putting emotion in there. I'm telling you, don't give a heart and dude what somebody's attitude is. You need to get the education, you get the education. If they don't give you an answer that you can understand, then you have to get it from somebody else. And again, that's what I'm here for. So you can email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com. D-O-C-T-O-R, Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H, at hotmail.com. Or, of course, you could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So, back to this concept of, if I'm getting cataract surgery, why don't they just fix my vision at the same time? Like I said, usually it's a cornea issue, which is why LASIK, these other sort of corrective surgeries deal with cornea. However, we are being told of this quote-unquote miracle eye operation, where a gentleman from the UK was able to get a permanent contact lens inserted into his eye. They say, unlike in previous procedures, the closed vision lens can be easily removed if the patient has glare or starbursting or other issues with it. It's a 10-minute procedure, and they say it combines the revolutionary new lens with traditional cataract surgery to correct both long and short-sightedness in one shot. It's called the trifocal duet eye surgery. And I find this fascinating. So apparently he was underwent the operation. This is in the UK at the Spire Hospital in Portsmouth on October 30th. And he says he has not needed glasses since. Now his surgeon, Rakesh Jayaswal of Laser Vision, replaced the lens at the back of his eye. And as in a normal lens replacement operation, he had been getting early signs of cataract. So when he replaced the lens at the back, I'm not exactly sure what that is. We really don't like to mess with the retina. My guess is in the posterior area of where we place the lens. He ended up not needing glasses. It's called trifocal duet surgery. Adds a second new lens inside the front of the eye, similar to a contact lens, to correct close vision as well. And the same lenses could be added into the eyes of people who have already had standard cataract surgery and are just done with reading glasses. Yeah, I hate having reading glasses. I went through LASIK. I had nearsightedness for years. Ever since I was 11 years old, I had to wear glasses. So I was wearing glasses, and then I went to the contact lenses, and then my eyelids couldn't deal with the contact lenses anymore. And I kept rejecting it. So in my 30s, I got LASIK. It was the best thing that ever happened to me until a few years later, it was now time for reading glasses. So I could see long distance phenomenally, and my doctor was amazing, Dr. Mark Dubrava in Las Vegas. If you ever want LASIK, it was painless. I hardly needed the drops. It was fantastic, one of the best surgeries I've ever had. But when you get older, you lose the ability to accommodate, and with accommodation, you then have trouble reading up close. And so now this need for reading glasses is kind of crippling because I go into a restaurant and I don't know what the hell I'm looking at, and then I order expensive lobster. So cataract surgery is something many of us need. So cataracts occur when our lens starts to get cloudy and the patches and the, it's almost like a dirty windshield. And cataracts affect, you know, the majority of older individuals over 65. And so, you know, most of us end up needing to get cataract surgery. And what do? They do a little slit. You're actually awake, eyes numb. They make a little slit, remove the lens, put a nice new fresh lens in, give you some drops. Very easy surgery. They'll do only one at a time because, again, you don't want to have, God forbid, a reaction or something, and then now both your eyes are gone. So they'll only do one eye at a time because, again, you know, we don't want to put all our eggs in one basket. I got that. But there's so many people that are done with glasses and tired of glasses that they want to have this procedure. So I don't know when this would be available in America. Obviously, you know, they need to take a look and see what sort of side effects. Sometimes you get these little halos around bright lights. Sometimes you can have trouble with night vision with these things. But, you know, lens, that we're almost there. You think in 2019 we should have already been there. So pretty exciting. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We're going to be talking about porn addiction. Looks like it's now at epidemic proportions. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump met with the Problem Solvers Caucus to discuss border security and the partial government shutdown. Now, one of the men who was at that meeting, part of that Problem Solvers Caucus, is Democratic Congressman Max Rose. He joins Fox News and says, look, we need to solve this, Democrats and Republicans.
I don't care what political party someone is from, I'll take a seat at the table and I will continue to sit down at the table to push and push and push to get this government back open.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb attack involving American forces in Syria. Speaking today at the Global Chiefs Mission Conference, Vice President Mike Pence discusses U.S. forces in Syria.
We're now actually able to begin to hand off the fight against ISIS in Syria to our coalition partners, and we are bringing our troops home. The caliphate has crumbled.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Alright, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, this made headlines today. According to Fox News, it's entitled Porn Addiction, Why Americans Are in More Danger Than Ever of Porn Addiction. Apparently, they say, decades ago, porn in public might have resulted in sideways glances and quieted conversations. You know, kids would grab dad's Playboy, hide it in the room. A lot of covert operations to be able to look at porn. Now, it's almost as common as brushing one's teeth. And according to Men's Health, the World Health Organization now recognizes porn addiction as a behavioral disorder. It's dubbed compulsive sexual behavior disorder. and the condition is defined as a persistent pattern of failure to control intense, repetitive sexual impulses or urges, resulting in repetitive sexual behavior. Now, we don't really have parameters on what constitutes you being addicted to porn. Some people will say, well, wait a second, looking at porn every day, once a day, something people have been doing for years, why all of a sudden now is an addiction? Or is one not going to work, not spending time with his family, because they can't stop looking at porn? They can't go on a vacation or go on a work retreat without watching it. So I always use the definition of when it starts to impede on your life. You know, if you can't get through the day and you start going through withdrawal, that could be a sign of addiction. So according to Fox News, they say health professionals may disagree on the exact parameters. However, many experts understand the need to help people who are watching porn to the detriment of physical health, work, and personal relationships. They say despite the new World Health Organization classification, clinicians say they've been helping people with porn addiction for years. Now, that's reported by Self Magazine. That suggests that many people view their porn watching as problematic. If these patients are actively wanting to overcome porn addiction, should healthcare professionals be prepared to help them? Now, I do not believe this is something that we have been teaching medical students. I was never trained in my medical school on how to deal with a porn addiction problem. The internet was just starting to become kind of widespread. And so it was, I don't think anybody was even thinking that would be an issue. So, we need to come up with criteria. And from what we understand, we don't really have criteria. So, I guess organizations have to come up with, guidelines. Now, one site that always comes up with a yearly report is Pornhub. And Pornhub, said that their site received over 30 billion hits in 2018. Of those hits, the United States was the biggest consumer. Americans also stayed on the site longer than any other nationality, and their time spent viewing porn increased from the previous year. Now, according to Convenient Eyes, an internet accountability software company, roughly 28,000 users are watching porn every second. Users are also spending $3,000 on porn every second. Oh, I thought you could get it for free. I didn't realize. Well, maybe there's like sites that you have to pay for, I guess. For mobile internet users, one out of every five mobile searches is for porn. Are you kidding me? And women, they say, are, involved as well. Pornhub released information in 2017 that revealed women spending more time watching porn than men. Women spending more time watching it than men. They say women were also more likely to search for harder versions of porn than men. So get rid of the stereotype that this is just a guy thing. They say many people argue that these numbers suggest a natural need for humans to gratify themselves, but allowing porn as a social norm could have far-reaching consequences. That's true. When you see movies and, TV shows, etc., they're always joking about how this is just a norm, I don't understand where people have the time. I mean, I work. I'm out of bed at 5, 6. I'm in the studio working, whether I'm seeing patients or teaching or whatever. I don't get home till 6, 7 o'clock. Then I have reports and books and articles to write and all that. I can't stop and think about sex. It's just not, and so maybe Americans have more time on their hands than other people. I've heard of people going home in the middle of the day just so they could get their fix. And I would think, and I get that, you don't want to be too busy for sex, okay? And this idea of you don't use it, you lose it, I think is very true when it comes to sex. I think if you start living a life where you're just too busy for sex, then, things just are harder to wake up down there later on. So I think it's very, very important. But I also wonder where people are having this much time and money. I don't get that. Convenient Eyes states that 56% of divorce cases involved a partner's obsessive interest in porn sites. They say 64% of Christian men and 15% of Christian women report watching porn at least once a month. So this is showing what they're saying, according to Fox News, that people are watching porn at the expense of their loved ones and religious beliefs, which could then be a sign of early addiction. They say people undergoing sexual recovery often identify porn with addiction symptoms. So people that are dealing with sex addiction and having to go through treatment with that. So whether people start to ignore their job, their personal relationships, some their diet, their hygiene, it's an issue. So what are the risks? Well, I wrote an article on this a while back, and I'm going to update it for you guys. But are there risks? I mean, what are the health risks? Okay, well, last year, it was constituted a public health risk. They say watching porn could pose a public health risk. Why? Well, if people are missing work, if they're viewing porn at work, putting other people at ease. Then, how is it affecting health? Well, if you're not sleeping, if there are some risks, they say, to frequent masturbation. One study back in 2009 said it could increase one's risk of prostate cancer. But in older men, we found studies to say it actually reduced their risk. It could affect your refractory period, where when you do want to have sex with your loved, your partner, you can't. Refractory period after sex could sometimes last 15 minutes, sometimes a week. You know, also there's a whole, you know, trauma, chafing, inflammation, that kind of thing. And then they say kids. Apparently the American College of Pediatricians released a statement saying that it could affect kids. If kids get access to this, if kids think that this is normal behavior, they found that increased porn watching will increase rates of depression, anxiety, violent behavior in kids, as well as promiscuity. So state governments, just like Florida, had wanted to start educating the public. Now the World Health Organization is involved. You know, I do think there is bigger fish to fry. I would like to see more advancements in curbing vaping and cancer and, you know, autism rates spiking. But I get that. We have a lot of people addicted to the internet and even shopping. You know, I would see people at work just sit there shopping on Amazon at work. And then they, and, you know, we've had callers that have, you know, said that, you know, their wife keeps, you know, buying shoes or buying things every day. And how do you curb that? Men shop too. You know, I see, my husband does more internet shopping than I do. I don't like to spend a lot of money. I'm kind of like that. So, these computers know exactly how to attract us and get us to stay put so they can sell us something. So just don't be victim to it. Be smarter than your computer. 1-877-DOCTELLING.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, keeping you guys posted on the Ebola outbreak in the Congo, it has surpassed 600 cases now. Deaths, I believe the death toll has now hit 353. Oh, nope, actually 400. Now it's rising as we speak. This is the world's second largest Ebola outbreak on record. I know it still pales in comparison to the 2014-16 Ebola outbreak that killed 11,000 people, but this is clocking in as the second world largest Ebola outbreak since Ebola was recognized in the 70s. Now, there is no signs of it slowing down over the last 5 months. Number of cases have soared past 600. Death toll has eclipsed 400 as of 2 days ago. So, As you know, this is a very deadly virus, very high mortality rate. It causes fever, headaches, diarrhea, bleeding. And unfortunately, this outbreak has been a tougher one to control, which is why many of us in the medical field, healthcare field, think the numbers are actually higher than it's being reported, because this is a difficult geographical location to contain. The reason why is there's a lot of insecurity in eastern Congo. Apparently, there's been some insurgents and fighting and healthcare workers kidnapped and killed. So many people living in the area are trying to flee. So if somebody does have a fever, not feeling well, are they going to stop, get checked, and then become quarantined where the family can't leave? So people are leaving. The World Health Organization and non-governmental organizations responding to the outbreak, okay, have never had to combat Ebola in such a threatening environment before. Some of the treatment centers have even been destroyed. So the Ministry of Health in the Congo reported that there's been a total of 658 cases, expect that to hit 700 within the next week, along with 402 fatalities. These are confirmed Ebola deaths plus suspected deaths from the disease. Now, the outbreak began in August in the provinces of North Kivu and Ituri. So there were a number of new cases under investigation, another 200 more. So while the front lines are seeing a lot of violence in the area, efforts to vaccinate, to quarantine, to monitor are being hampered. Jennifer Nuzzo, a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, told Axios, which is where this article is coming from, that the spike in cases under investigation likely has to do with Ebola workers resuming their work following election-related violence over the past few weeks. She says, my hunch is because there was a gap in response due to the election-related interruptions. So, as for us, this obviously is concerning because when people are trying to flee an area where there's violence, there's going to be some haphazard record-keeping, there's going to be some haphazard reporting of being sick, and people will then leave the affected area. Since Ebola is able to be transmitted by bodily fluids, sweat, saliva, respiratory droplets, even sex, there's the unfortunate risk of this very easily being transmitted. You know, we were last outbreak, we were talking about how people trying to come into the United States, the airports tried to initiate a "we'll check you for fever" sort of filter to see if people coming in are sick. The problem is people can take a crap load of Tylenol or acetaminophen to bring their fever down. Now, mind you, full-blown Ebola, very hard to keep that fever down. But for somebody who thinks that we're exposed, starting to get sick, and wants to just make it into the border, right, and get through the guard, who knows? And what are we dealing with now with the TSA? We have a lot of people in the TSA calling out because they're working for free with the partial government shutdown. So do I predict that this Congo Ebola issue can affect the United States? Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely. So I am nervous about it. Now, I don't want to scare anybody about it, but this is not something to blow off, which means if you see somebody that looks sick, feverish, etc., whether it's flu, whether it's Ebola, whatever the heck, don't touch them. Stay away from them. Okay? Tell people at work if they have a fever, don't come in. Right? You know, you are going to have to kind of be a jerk when it comes to not wanting to sit next to somebody sick. If you're on a plane and you're sitting next to somebody and they appear sick and there's no seat for you to move, then you might, you know, want to leave that flight and, you know, do another one. But, again, I don't want to panic anybody, but these are the sort of things you need to start being aware of. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, government shutdown still, the partial shutdown still going. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi urged Donald Trump to delay the State of the Union until the government shutdown ends. Now, I don't see how that would happen because the presidents love the State of the Union. That's where everybody, you know, listens. The Congress, have the Congress, have the all, you know, three branches of government. A lot of cameras, a lot of clapping. You know, a lot of honors being made. And their vision, the State of the Union address, is I would have a tough time because if I was Secretary of State, I was vice president, and I had to sit behind the president. It's really hard because, you know, you have to watch. You know that your facial movements are being watched when you sit there behind the president. You know, Joe Biden did an excellent job of sitting there behind President Obama during his State of the Union addresses. He paid attention. He made sure his eyes didn't drift. He made sure he didn't fall asleep. It was pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. So House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked Trump to delay it because of partial government shutdown. Or submit the address in writing. Not going to happen. The president was slated to deliver this to a joint session of Congress on January 29th. I thought it would be like around January 20th, but that's okay. They can do whatever they want. But with no compromise in sight, okay, they believe the government funding stalemate will extend to January 26th, and that's going to impact the furloughed federal workers and others. So Pelosi wrote on January 3rd, it was my privilege as speaker to invite you to deliver the State of the Union address on January 29th. The Constitution calls for the president from time to time give the Congress information of the State of the Union. But since the start of modern budgeting in fiscal year 1977, the State of the Union address has never been delivered during a government shutdown. Sadly, given the security concerns, and unless the government reopens this week, boy, I tell you, politics are vicious. She writes, I suggest that we work together to determine another suitable date after government has reopened for this address or for you to consider giving your State of the Union address in writing to Congress on January 29th. I wonder if Trump could just, if Pelosi and Congress don't want him to do it there, I wonder if he could just give his State of the Union anywhere. I mean, he could give his State of the Union in the White House. He could do it, maybe pick a new venue. If one venue doesn't appreciate you, then pick a new venue. So, in terms of the government shutdown, where are you or I with all this? Well, apparently we're being affected by lines, right, with TSA. If you are a federal worker, you haven't been getting paid. You will get paid with back pay, from what I understand, also interest. But I get that that's kind of tight and that's kind of tough. It's funny. Government jobs are some of the best jobs to have. When you're in the government, from what I understand, you rarely get fired. Okay, as long as it's not like an appointment type of thing, or as long as it's not we have the Democrats in power. You were chosen by the Democrats, so now you're here. Then when the Republicans come in power, it's not like that. So, contract work, however, not as stable. Secret Service, from what I understand, good job, good paying job. But I don't know if they're getting paid. Apparently, both the U.S. Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security have not been funded for 26 days now, with critical departments hamstrung by furloughs. I think this whole idea of these government shutdowns make no sense because the government's still working, right? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.